It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the keynote by CNBC Events. I'm Tyler Matheson. On this podcast, we bring you in-depth, candid conversations with executives, experts, and thought leaders from around the globe. Today, you'll hear from Roger Ferguson, former Fed vice chairman, on what's driving inflation, what he thinks the Fed will do next, and what it all means for America's small businesses. I spoke with Mr. Ferguson at CNBC's Small Business Playbook event on May 5th, 2022. Here's our conversation. Let me start by asking you this. Why is inflation so high, and how long should small businesses, the people on this event, how long should they be prepared to figure inflation is going to stick around?
Tyler, nice to work with you again. So there are three reasons why inflation is so high. One is we have supply chain disruptions that have been rolling as we've tried to reopen the global economy. Some of them come out of China and other places, and so prices have to reflect that. Secondly, we have some inflation impulse that's being driven by geopolitical issues, and particularly oil as one of the major commodities that's affected by the Russia war in Ukraine. But there are other commodities as well. Wheat, certain kinds of sunflower seed oils, other kinds of things as well as are affected. And then the third is just simply, a very strong demand here in the U.S. fueled by fiscal and monetary policy that has been stimulative for a period of time. So three separate forces driving inflation.
And it's not just obviously in the United States. It is a global phenomenon. I want to come back to food inflation, maybe if we have time later. But let me get to the second part of the question, which is how long should businesses be ready to live with this level of elevated inflation?
Well, the Fed has been raising rates for the last couple of meetings, trying to bring inflation under control. But even their forecast suggests that inflation is going to be, above their 2% target for at least another couple of years or so, something like that. And so there should be an expectation that inflation is going to be a bit of a challenge, hopefully lessening its challenging credentials or impact on business as the Fed starts to move its monetary policy. There are other indications financial markets that suggest a concern that inflation might be stubbornly high for several years to come. So it'd be nice to say this will be behind us relatively quickly, but I think it's going to be an issue, hopefully, of lessening importance for the next period of time, potentially more than a year, perhaps 2 years.
Here comes the Fed yesterday signaling very clearly that it intends to raise interest rates by a half point in successive meetings. Here comes the Bank of England and other central banks. But what's the chance that inflation gets worse before it gets better? And that goes to the question of what about those commodities you mentioned, wheat, corn, seeds and oils, fertilizer, which are in large part produced out of Russia and Ukraine globally. They have large sort of market shares there.
So I think you're going to be confronting two things. One is price and just simply availability. So the question whether that inflation is going to get much worse, I think we've seen some signs that maybe it might be peaking, and that is being much discussed in markets, including some of the areas that we've talked about. However, the expectation of a dramatic coming down, a stepping down in inflation is, I think, where that seems to be unlikely. So I think you have to get used to inflation at somewhat elevated levels, not getting worse necessarily, but not getting better. And that then plays into this question of availability. And we may find some things where some commodities that simply are coming out of the region that simply are not available. So yeah. I would suggest that small businesses as well as others have to be in for a period where inflation is high. But let's hope that it doesn't get worse. It looks like it might be getting marginally better, but only incrementally.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
You've been on the inside of the meetings like yesterday's, where the Fed concluded that it was time to raise by 50 basis points or a half percentage point. I wonder, could you speak to the confidence that the Fed and other central banks have that they, perhaps almost single-handedly, have the power to bring inflation to heel? Do they?
Well, look, I think we know over time they absolutely do. The question is, how long does it take? What level of interest rate does it call for? And what are the risks on the other side? So yesterday, Chair Powell, in his post-meeting press conference, observed several things. One is the Fed certainly has tools, but they are, as he described, I think he used the phrase notoriously blunt. They have a number of tools, but they are blunt. Secondly, he was clear that some factors might be outside of their control. But having said that, he was clear that he believes that he sees what he described as a credible path towards bringing inflation back down over time to the target that the Fed has, which is around 2%, and doing it in a way that he describes as a soft, or at least soft-ish, landing. So I think he's expressing confidence while also recognizing it's a difficult job that they have with relatively blunt tools, and some of the influences are not directly in their control.
Yeah, I liked his word, soft-ish landing. I thought that was actually probably described the situation pretty clearly. Does the slowing of inflation, Mr. Ferguson, imply somehow that prices will actually come down, or merely that they will stop going up so fast?
Well, inflation is a change in price levels, so it's, as you point out, going up so fast. So the first step has got to be for inflation to slow to a number that's roughly, let's say, 2%. So the theory of the case is we want inflation, i.e. price increases, to be so gradual as to not play into business decisions. It's unlikely that they'll come down dramatically from where we are now. That will be true in some cases for sure, because we'll find supply starts to pick up and you may find prices start to reduce a little bit. So I think we're going to have a combination, Tyler, of overall inflation slowing back down to something close to the Fed's 2% target. Some products, some commodities, perhaps the price definitely coming off. So we've seen, for example, oil, where the price is sometimes $100 a barrel, sometimes it comes down. And so it's going to be a combination. Macro, right, inflation slowing to something like 2%, case by case, perhaps some pricing coming down as others perhaps stay relatively sticky.
Obviously, some of those commodities that you're referring to there, whether it's oil, whether it's natural gas, wheat, corn, and so forth, they can be very volatile. But the one that probably is going to be very sticky, I would guess, is higher wages, which have gone up considerably for small businesses. I don't expect that many small businesses or many workers would take kindly to the idea that their wages are going to be cut. You don't expect that.
No, I agree with you completely. We have a very different dynamic in the labor force. We have a large number of job openings relative to the unemployment rate. We also have a large number of people who have left the labor force. And so I think you're right. For all of this to work in the labor force, the expectation should be that wages will remain relatively high. Again, inflation, i.e. increasing wages, may be slowing down. Mm-hmm. Highly unlikely that anyone will take a cut in pay, so to speak. That is simply not the way labor forces, particularly our labor force, works. And recognize that the labor market is very, very tight at historically low unemployment. So I don't expect to see anything other than a slowing of wage increases, not a reversal.
Let me ask that we conclude by having you speak directly to our audience of small business entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs and tell them what they should be ready for economically, in terms of inflation, in terms of the environment around small business over, say, the next 12 to 18 months.
Well, you picked up the phrase that Chairman Powell used, which is a softish landing. So I think small business entrepreneurs, those who are in or want to start businesses, should be expecting a pretty volatile time. You know, certainly this country is built around small businesses. They drive most of the job creation. But I'm afraid we're in for a period where it's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride, some supply chain issues, maybe hard to find labor. At the end of the day, if the Fed is successful, we'll get back to a place where inflation is under control, labor markets, while still creating jobs, are much more sustainable. And so the long-term outlook, I think, is positive. The next 12 to 18 months, 24 months, perhaps a little bit rocky.
That was Roger Ferguson, former Fed Vice Chairman. He joined us at CNBC's Small Business Playbook on May 5th, 2022. The Keynote is produced by the CNBC Events team. If you enjoyed this conversation, please share with your friends. And you can visit cnbcevents.com to learn about upcoming events and how you can join us. I'm Tyler Matheson. Thanks for listening.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.